Yeah, I can hear you. How are you?
I'm fine. You are true live to the Mexico City radio station called Reactor 105. Welcome, Clem.
Thanks very much. Happy to be here. Happy to be here today.
It's really an honor to have you here in the show because I'm a really big fan of your music. And I think all the people here in Mexico City are really enthusiastic about the show of this weekend for Blondie.
Yeah, the Pepsi Center. We're really looking forward to it. Really excited. On the way to rehearsal after this and working up a couple of different songs done in a while. And we're really looking forward to being in Mexico City and playing for our fans there. I don't think we've been there since maybe 2017, so we're happy to be back.
Yeah, I remember it was in the frame of a festival, right?
I believe so, yeah. But now we're doing our own show and with Silver Rose as a support band, and we're really looking forward to it.
That's pretty cool, Clem. Let me get that really fast. Está con nosotros Clem Burke, el baterista de Blondie, que se presentan este fin de semana en el Pepsi Center aquí en la Ciudad de México. Y bueno, le decíamos que dijera hola, porque está totalmente en vivo y en directo escuchándolos a todos ustedes. Dice que está muy entusiasmado por los shows, sabe que tiene muchos fans de este lado y están preparando un buen show para el fin de semana después de la última visita que tuvo Blondie a nuestro país en 2017, más o menos nos acordábamos. Pero bueno, pues vamos a seguir platicando. So, Clem, how are you? Where are you right now?
Well, I just arrived from London last night, and right now I'm in New York and a few minutes away from our rehearsal studio. That's on the river, New Jersey.
That's pretty cool. I have a question specifically for you. What do you think the Mexican audience have that no other audiences have? Because I think the connection between Blondie and the Mexican audience is really special. So what's your opinion about that?
Well, I think they... I don't know, what do they have that other audiences don't have? Well, they're Latin, so Latin folks really seem to enjoy music, as everyone should. And I don't know, there's an energy there for Blondie, a positive energy that I think the Mexican audience creates for us. So that's just something special, the energy of the audience.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. I have to tell you a story. Recently, a venue here in Mexico City that it was very similar to CBGB closed down. So what do you think it's happening to these iconic music venues? Because it feels like the time is coming by, you know? So what's your opinion about that?
Well, it's hard for a venue to stay in business nowadays, I think, because of the rents go up higher, I think. If they own the actual place where it is, they're able to stay in business. But then, for instance, in London, there's a place, the 100 Club, but they got help from the local council in order to stay open and recognized as an historical place and an asset to the community. And when CBGB closed, we played at a big rally concert in